The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. Here I am, Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and a very good Monday morning to you, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And as usual, Dr. Slavin has a very, very information-packed hour planned for us. So, Dr. Slavin.
Okay. Growing up in Brooklyn, this has nothing to do with Brooklyn, just has to do with observations. And I remember not infrequently, you might see a dog in the street and they'd be drinking water out of a puddle in the asphalt, you know, where the cars go and everything. And, you wonder to yourself, how come those dogs never get sick? You have, even your dog goes outside now in the lawn and everything, and they're sniffing around the soil and chewing on things. They're putting all these things in your mouth.
And Dr. Slavin, how can you be asking questions like this? You have a daughter who's a veterinarian, and I'm sure she sees lots of those dogs.
Well, the point is that what protects the dogs and all animals, think about it, all, you, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, Janet, as I know you will.
I will jump in, yes.
Humans are the only animals that eat their food off a plate. Unless you have a pet dog, maybe you put it on a plate.
Okay.
So the point is, we're exposed to bacteria all the time, yet we don't succumb to all those bacteria because the way the mammals' bodies are set up, they have a very low pH in their stomach. They have hydrochloric acid in there, and that kills off the bacteria. So,
okay, does it kill off all of the bacteria?
Probably, if you have adequate low pH levels. So what happens over time? Well, the first thing that happens as you get older, you make less hydrochloric acid, and the pH rises in your stomach. Okay, so that's one thing that happens, and that happens to everybody. But what if you're complaining of, we used to call it heartburn.
Indigestion.
Now they call it GERD. You know, here's a perfect
example. They call it GERD because it's a very, very serious medical issue that there are a host of prescription medications to offset.
Well, that's the point. So it's almost completely analogous to treating cholesterol with a drug.
I would agree.
So here you have reflux. They say, erroneously though, that it's caused by inadequate amounts of hydrochloric acid, and therefore we're going to give you drugs that block your production of hydrochloric acid. So what happens when you block your production of hydrochloric acid? Well, let me even before I get into that, what happens when you get older and you're making less hydrochloric acid? Now, does it make any sense? As people get older, they make less hydrochloric acid. As people get older, they suffer from GERD more. Does it make sense that it's from too much acid? Or could the problem really be too little acid?
I know. Go ahead. I know.
That girl in the back.
Too little acid. And isn't it astonishing that the medical community goes in entirely different direction? And it's almost the same truth with cholesterol. They lower your cholesterol pharmaceutically, chemically, artificially, and they lower your hormones, which are already low when you're aging. They lower your brain function, which tends to decrease in acuity as you're aging. So
when you lower your cholesterol,
is there an agenda here, Dr.
Sleigh? It's a very simple agenda. Okay. How to make money. That's the agenda.
Okay.
Make money at everybody else's risk. By the way, I just want to say, when you lower your cholesterol, you also lower your vitamin D levels.
Vitamin D, A, E.
Specifically, vitamin D, because D is manufactured in the body from cholesterol. But here are some of the symptoms. When you have diminished hydrochloric acid in your stomach, another way to say that is as the pH goes up of your stomach, in other words, your stomach becomes more alkaline, it affects your ability to digest food. It does cause indigestion. It does cause bloating, gas, constipation, or diarrhea. It increases your susceptibility to bacterial infections in the stomach, like perhaps H. pylori.
And how about, I think it was E. coli that was the big issue with the Chipotle restaurants,
right.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any kind of pathogenic bacteria there, you are at much higher risk of succumbing to an effect from exposure to that bacteria.
Well, you know, they called it an epidemic when I think only 36 people out of the thousands that eat it. And it was interesting, too. Usually, if you have a food issue, it happens in one location. But this happened in several, in fact, two states, I think, several locations.
The truth of it was that they couldn't actually pinpoint it to a Chipotle restaurant. They thought that it might have been a vegetable distribution issue.
Right. But so it would have been interesting if they found out how many of those people were on Nexium or Prilosec or any of those drugs.
Antibiotics.
Tagamet. Before when they got sick. You're also prone to yeast infections. You're prone to iron deficiency because you need hydrochloric acid, not only to absorb iron, but all the minerals require an acidic environment for absorption. So you can see food allergies. The list is even more inclusive. You can include, besides allergies, asthma. You know, things like this can be included in some of the symptoms of not having an acidic environment in your stomach. Now the question is, we also create that artificial condition when you take the acid blockers. It could be Tums, but Tums aren't as bad as the pills that you have to that you take, because the Tums work for a very brief time.
Don't misunderstand. Tums are not good for you, but the stronger medications have a far more intense effect.
Right, because they'll suppress it 24 hours a day if you take a pill.
And how about those doctors who tell their older patients with digestive dysfunction, oh, take Tums, you'll come and get the 2-for-1 benefit. You're going to get your calcium and you're going to get your suppression antacid effect. And the truth of the matter is, if you want to absorb calcium, as with iron, Dr. Slavin, you have to have a high acidic environment in your stomach.
Okay, so we mentioned you have actually a lack of hydrochloric acid, not too much. So you don't need to block the production. Actually, you need to enhance by taking, you can take betaine hydrochloride and pepsin to compensate for the diminished production. Happens to everybody as people get older. Now, the second thing is, like we just saw with, they made up a drug for that condition, you know, the acid blockers. They made up a drug for high cholesterol, you know, the statins. Well, they created a new condition. Well, maybe it's not new. They just put a name to it called SIBO.
Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth.
Now, why do you think that happens? The hydrochloric acid in the stomach creates a block, a chemical block to the growth of bacteria. If you take away that block, the bacteria gets in and starts to populate your stomach to some extent, but even more so in your small intestines. And now you have SIBO, a small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which causes many of the same symptoms. And now they're promoting a drug specifically for that problem. Now, here are the conditions associated with SIBO. Very interesting. And the biggest one is irritable bowel syndrome. You know what that means? That means any complaint you have for your digestive tract where the doctor doesn't know what to do, he says it's irritable bowel. Now, another cause of SIBO, 53%, patients with antacid medication. They say 15% of the elderly population has a virtue of getting older and you don't make as much hydrochloric acid, you can get that overgrowth. So 90% of alcoholics, it's an interesting observation.
Well, with alcoholism, you're so disturbed the ability of your liver to manufacture a whole range of different enzymes and ultimately produce quality bile. Very understandable.
So you can, and then this condition really has a lot of overlaps because even a dysfunctional thyroid, in other words, an underactive thyroid, can be a risk factor for bacterial overgrowth in the small intestines.
And I'm going to jump in there. It's something that I talk to the people I work with all the time. Their temperature never gets high enough to create an inhospitable atmosphere for bacteria. When you are maintaining a quality body temperature of 98 degrees or above, bacteria don't have the opportunity to proliferate as they do with a lower body temperature.
And the connection with hypothyroidism or dysfunctional thyroid in SIBO is that you need the thyroid to cause the normal peristalsis in your digestive tract that keeps things moving. If you don't do that, you're going to have issues.
Well, typically
occurring.
Also with hypothyroid, people are going to have constipation, and that also gives the opportunity for bacteria to proliferate in your digestive tract. Dr. Slavin, AMT Centers has a very, very special event coming up December 5th. And at that event, anybody who's thinking that perhaps they may have thyroid dysfunction, typically the tests for T3, T4, and TSH, which are usually done by physicians, can be very, very pricey. And that combination, those three tests, TSH, T3, and T4, are available at a very, very special price for the people who take advantage of that December 5th AMT Center's free event. People need to call 754-216-2332 in order to make an appointment to come for that event. But such an incredibly good price for TSH, T3, and T4.
All right. And that's, as Jana mentioned, December 5th from 8 in the morning to 11 a.m. We want people to come. When you sign up, come fasting so we can get these tests done in that condition so that we can see what your fasting blood sugar is. And
insulin is going to be one of the very, very affordable prices, fasting insulin level. So glucose, a fasting glucose level is included in the chem panel, as are liver enzymes, potassium, calcium, but so many things are covered in the free event, and then the fasting insulin level, very, very affordable at that event.
Yeah, only they're charging only $20 for that test. Normally,
wow.
You know, normally if you didn't have insurance, Quest would charge $50 for that test.
Life
extension charges $29.90 for the test.
Hemoglobin A1C at that event is only $16. So many people really need to understand the additional information that they're going to get from hemoglobin A1C, fasting insulin, and so on. That music featured Tune to Natural Doc Radio, and it's time for a break. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today we're talking about your digestive system, the exposure to bacteria that all of us, every single day, we are exposed to bacteria. And when we don't have the proper chemistry in our digestive tract, that is a problem.
Well, it certainly is. And one of the observations I've made, primarily from, you know, patients that come here and their doctors that they see on a regular basis never even talk about these subjects or topics that they need to be aware of because that's not how they've been taught. But what I'm seeing here is the solo practitioner in healthcare is dwindling. Hospitals are incentivizing physicians to work for them directly, so they go on the payroll of the hospital. So what do you think they're going to do? Are they interested in keeping you out of the hospital?
I think they're the gatekeepers for the hospital, and they keep those gates open wide.
Right, wide open. They want to get you in because this is the way they're trained. They're trained not to keep you out of the hospital. They're trained to take care of you when you get into the hospital.
I think you said something, Dr. Slavin, about where does the doctor get his training? He gets his training with people who are sick. He gets his training in hospitals to discuss the combination of symptoms and come up with a name for that combination of symptoms. And then the pharmaceutical industry steps in and creates a chemical for that combination of symptoms.
Now, you would think if it were in anybody's interest to keep you out of the hospital, which it isn't, by the way, the doctors would be trained in the outpatient setting and being trained how to keep people healthy enough to stay out of the hospital. But that part is completely absent.
There's no industry with the goal of keeping you out of the hospital. It is your personal best interest to stay out of the hospital.
So more and more doctors are now working directly for the hospital. They create, why is that? Why would a doctor want to give up his solo practice and work for the hospital? They're creating so many regulations and barriers to just trying to keep a practice afloat. That the doctor says, look, why do I have to be bothered with this? I'll just work for a hospital. So they're creating, you know, it's coming, it's a concerted effort to achieve this. In other words, they have to make it difficult for the solo practitioner, so he'll want to go work for the hospital. Now when he's working for the hospital, he's controlled pretty much what he does. You know, he can't go off the script, so to speak, and say, you know, we're going to change how we do things and keep you out of the hospital. That's never going to happen. So you can see how this whole scenario is playing out as you find more and more doctors working for hospitals or insurance companies controlling what's done. And who's the loser here is the patient. Remember when I said, if you didn't have health insurance, would you spend $150,000 for bypass or $5,000 to prevent the need for bypass? The answer is obvious, but with insurance, all of a sudden, it's the $150,000 that gets spent with no questions asked. But when you want to stay healthy and prevent the need for bypass, there's nobody there to help you.
Well, nobody there to help you. And so that's the purpose of this radio show. That's the purpose of what you do and what I do, Dr. Slavin. It's to inform people about the best ways to support optimized function of their bodies. And there are myriad ways of accomplishing that. And it isn't mysterious. However, all of the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, the government indeed is very, very much behind a movement to categorize what we do, Dr. Slavin, as quackery. The homeopathic industry is under assault. One of the highest quality homeopathic companies was literally driven out of the country because the FDA was harassing them about any number of different practices. And it's very, very funny because of the, well, sort of kind of funny. The attorney general in New York City taking homeopathic products off the shelf, analyzing them and saying, well, there's no active ingredients. So here's an individual who has no concept of what homeopathy is and categorizing it as quackery when it has been around for over 100 years and has proven very, very successful over that period of time. If it were not successful, would it survive?
Well, the Queen of England has her own homeopath.
Yes, she does.
I mean, you know, so
all across Europe, it is the go-to first step of caring for yourself rather than a pharmaceutical.
But the first step should really be caring for yourself. And the one thing that comes up, we've been talking about achlorhydria, meaning your body doesn't make enough hydrochloric acid. That leads to SIBO, or small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And those symptoms associated with that include gas, bloating. You can have diarrhea or constipation. You can have abdominal pain. Of course, with any of those symptoms, and you go to a doctor, he doesn't know what to do, but he says you've got irritable bowel syndrome. And they have drugs for that, too. They have drugs for SIBO. In other words, they'll give you an antibiotic to kill off the bacteria. But if you understand the cause, it's not a over, the cause is an overgrowth of bacteria, but the cause of the overgrowth of bacteria is not a lack of antibiotics. It's a lack of hydrochloric acid. So what does this all lead to? It leads to fibromyalgia. Now, when you go to the doctor with fibromyalgia, how many of those doctors are fixing your digestive tract?
When you go to a doctor and complain of fibromyalgia, will they say, I have a very good psychiatrist that I can send you to?
Well, they put you on drugs like gabapentin and things like that. Chronic fatigue syndrome, another condition associated with this, diabetes, neuromuscular disorders, autoimmune disease. Now, speaking of neuromuscular disorders, it wouldn't be surprising that, for example, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, have a association with the gut. You know, people with a healthy gut don't have these conditions. Now, the reason I can say this is when they do fecal transplants on those patients, you see a reversal of all their symptoms.
So many different aspects of this come back to the integrity of your digestive tract. If you're not absorbing the nutrients that are potentially in your food, hopefully in the organic and high quality food choices that you're making, you can be making those quality choices if your digestive system chemistry is not upheld and optimized. It is not achieving what potential it has.
So, if your doctors were checking for vitamins or minerals, including B12, you'd see deficiencies across the board, but he's not attributing it to a digestive tract issue. And also fat malabsorption. How many people with fat malabsorption and abdominal pain, maybe from SIBO, are getting their gallbladders removed?
So many people getting their gallbladders removed, and so many people who have been on statin drugs.
Now, the drug that's a new drug, fairly new, I guess, Xifaxan, that's being handed out like candy by doctors now to treat this condition. Now they have a new drug to treat a condition that they know nothing about. Extremely expensive, but what happens when you stop taking the Xifaxan? All the symptoms come back again. So it's just not the right approach. So the one thing that comes up when you talk about, all right, how do you deal with the condition of bacterial overgrowth? How do you get the bacteria to go away? Well, I would say the first thing is, well, you can do this on your own before you even resort to any testing to find out what's wrong, because it wouldn't be wrong necessarily to take the first early steps, and then if it's you're not getting any results, then you resort to testing to see, because, in medicine, most of the diagnoses are made by a history. You ask questions, you find out what's wrong with the patient. Unfortunately, doctors don't take time to do that anymore.
It's a bygone era where physicians actually spoke to their patients.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, because it's the way I was taught. 90% of your diagnosis comes from speaking to the patient and listening to what they have to say.
Do you remember, Dr. Slavin, when people used to seek out a particular physician and say, he is a superior diagnostician? And my guess is a superior diagnostician would not necessarily just be looking at test results. He would be communicating with his patient.
That would be true. And now, I don't know if there are any diagnosticians anymore, because they rely upon testing for everything.
Right.
And the testings are not infallible. The problem with tests are, I see it all the time, you can have false positives, meaning the lab results come back, there's something abnormal, and you immediately get treated for that. But the one part we don't know about the test is, what if it comes back with a false negative? What if the results come back negative and you have symptoms? Well, we see that all the time when you do thyroid testing, for example. People have all the symptoms of a thyroid problem, but the thyroid tests don't indicate that. So the doctor goes on to the next possibility, maybe a antidepressant deficiency is what they usually think of.
Probably. It goes on and on and on, and just comes back, in my view, to the same source. People need to learn about taking care of themselves. Where does it start? It starts with sanitation. You have to have a clean environment. The clean environment then requires quality food. And far too often, people who are shopping in our supermarkets, what passes for food truly isn't. And it's interesting, because when I talk to people about not necessarily having their breakfast that comes out of a box that has been multiplied with additives, color, preservatives, flavor enhancers, emulsifiers, all of those different things, and ultimately sugar, sugar, sugar. And they have trouble believing that these things are not food. These have been around for years and years and years. The government wouldn't let these companies sell this as food if it was not good food. And I'm referring to General Mills and Kellogg's and all of those companies that tend to make breakfast cereals. It isn't food. And it does nothing to maintain the integrity and optimal efficiency of your digestive system. Indeed, it depresses your digestive system. You're very often missing fiber. Fiber is the thing that's going to keep the muscular function of your digestive system optimized. If you don't work a muscle, it gets weak.
Well, you're talking about fiber, but they've co-opted that too, because have your grains to get the fiber. That's not where you go for the fiber.
Vegetables, that's where you go for the fibers. And you can do some grains, but have the grains in the untouched form. So, and very, very important to mix things up. Nuts and seeds. Vegetables, vegetables, vegetables is my mantra to so many people that I talk with. That music means it's time for us to take a break. Here on Natural Doc Radio, we'll be right back after these messages. The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about dysfunction in your digestive system and how that very much can lead to a number of disturbing symptoms, symptoms that are so common, particularly among the aging population. And what the medical focus for these symptoms may very well be are products that are going to reduce acid in the stomach. That acid reduction leads to a whole array of additional problems. Exposure to bacteria that have the potential to make you sick. You certainly don't recover from these symptoms. And Dr. Slavin, one of the interesting things about the drugs that are very often prescribed for these symptoms, the acid reflux, the indigestion, that burning sensation after meals, and for some people, just as simple as a glass of water can start to trigger it. These drugs very often come with a statement, this drug should not be used for more than 2 weeks. I see people all the time who've been on it for 10 years. And when I say, you know, this is a warning and it's on the drug and it's from the company that sells the drug, have you spoken to your doctor about it? And they'll say yes. And he said not to worry.
What's interesting is people, like you mentioned, take these drugs for extended periods of time and sometimes indefinitely. But the studies approving the safety of these drugs are rarely done for over a one-year period. They're frequently just a much shorter period of time. So you can be taking a drug, and you really are doing your own experiment because there is no long-term safety tests on these drugs. And as we see with these acid blockers, you can create a lot of problems for yourself, like, well, we mentioned a few of them, you know, chronic fatigue, depression, headache, immune dysfunction, insomnia, irritable bowel syndrome, joint pains, learning disorders and behavioral disorders. Now, how many children are affected by that?
It's overwhelming, the number of kids dealing with that.
Nutritional deficiencies, food allergies, including gluten sensitivity. Now, when you're, maybe that's a tip-off. When you're sensitive to gluten, maybe it's because you have an overgrowth of bacteria in your small intestines, or you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach. The two go together. You can have skin disorders like acne. So, I mean, there's a lot of signs and symptoms going on here that are being totally ignored by the medical profession because their focus is to sell drugs.
And one of the subjects that we haven't touched, I know it's something very near and dear to your heart. It's something you talk to people all the time about, the overuse, and I'm going to say the abuse of sugar. And I think that plenty of people may very well know that they are abusing sugar in their diets, but I think that there are plenty of times where the sugar is hidden. I just had a conversation yesterday with someone who absolutely wanted to have ice cream as part of the end of a very nice dinner meal. And I said, okay, well, have just a very, very small scoop. You are probably also old enough to remember when you went to have a little bit of ice cream, say at an ice cream parlor, it came in a little dish and the scoop was probably, let's say 4 tablespoons. Do you know anybody who eats ice cream at that serving size? I don't think so. So then we started talking about, okay, well, how about no sugar added ice cream? Okay, no sugar added is sucralose.
I was going to say, is that like the calorie-free sodas?
You're right. Yeah. Okay, so the calorie-free sodas are aspartame. The diet ice cream is aspartame, also known as that blue packet equal. The no sugar added. And so people look at that and they think, oh, I can have that. And I say, does it taste sweet? Yes. Okay, well, it has an artificial sweetener in there, probably a very, very harmful to your digestive tract. So in addition to the negatives that could cause negative bacteria to proliferate, the sugar, the chlorine associated with the sucralose can cause all kinds of digestive problems. Chlorine is not a very happy ingredient that your liver is able to metabolize.
And it also affects your thyroid gland. So you can see all the various ways that you can insidiously destroy your body's function just by going, you know, who would have thought going to the supermarket could kill you? I mean, but that's what, you know the saying, we dig our graves with our forks, and nothing could be truer than that. I wonder how many products in the supermarket, of course, this is in the packaged products, of course, have added sugar to it. Or if it says no added sugar, it means they added some other sweetener. What percentage of the products come like that that are packaged?
Okay, people need to read the small print. They've gotten accustomed to reading the food facts box, or in the case of supplements, the supplement facts box. But what they are not looking at are, in the case of foods, the ingredient list, and in the case of supplements, the other ingredients. And that's where you need to be an informed consumer. I see polyethylene glycol far too frequently.
No, too many artificial ingredients. What about the carrageenan we spoke about?
Right.
Added to a lot of products to improve the mouthfeel of the product. Okay, one of the products in particular was almond milk. This is where I came across it.
Right.
Now, the reason they add carrageenan in it, because they're not putting enough almonds in it. So you have a few almonds in the almond milk, and then they add carrageenan in it to give you the taste of lots of almonds, but you don't have the almonds. And carrageenan is very disruptive to your gastrointestinal function. Now, read the labels. There are some almond milks that are made out there that do not have carrageenan in it. I hope they're not using an equally bad substitute for it.
It's very, very interesting, because there is information written about the almond milk as the greatest scam foisted upon the American public, because they think they're making a higher quality food choice. And
I think it's just an alternative to drinking milk. I don't know that it's necessarily a quote a healthier food.
Well, people associate almonds with a health benefit, I think.
But I think if you were to make real almond milk or real nut milks for any, across the board, you have a good product there. Especially, I don't know if we want to call it coconut milk or coconut water. Another healthy drink, so to speak. And there is a distinction, because I think, coconut milk has a whitish color, whereas coconut water is a clearer.
Right, pick. Right.
But, there are certainly healthier alternatives to milk. Now, you might disagree if I were to say, well, how does raw milk compare with these other products?
Okay. See, raw milk is easily digested. Think about the centuries that people have had milk directly from the cow, full of enzymes, full of proteins, full of certain types of fats. But
the argument is those are meant for baby cows. How come they never bottled human milk? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, well, see, you're talking about drinking milk. I'm not talking about drinking milk. I'm talking about using milk and milk products almost like a condiment, and things like raw butter. When you consume raw butter, you're supporting your coenzyme Q10 level. How many people are, granted, raw butter is an acquired taste, but when you're doing something so beneficial for your good health, your energy, your brain function, your immune function, your liver. And then, how about raw yogurt? Fermented food and all of the enzymes that you're starting with from the raw milk. Then, so you might use milk to soften something. You might use it in a baking routine. And then there is one more part about the raw milk, and I forget what I was going to say.
Speaking of raw milk, the government has made that illegal.
Right.
Why would that be? Who are they protecting? Are they protecting you, the consumer, or all the milk manufacturers out there?
There is no consumer protection. So if people in our listening audience think that there is a government agency or an organization that is out to support their health and well-being, not so much. You can Investigate for yourself. Everybody, every organization has a financial agenda, as you mentioned before. Why are the doctors being kind of moved out of their private practices and becoming employees of the hospital? Financial agenda.
Well, it's like the American Cancer Society. Are they for cancer or against cancer? The name doesn't tell you.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay, we have music playing, and it's time to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli.
For expert advice on improving your health, you want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and I just want to remind everyone that at Dr. Slavin's office, as well as a variety of different stores, and I'll tell you about those stores in a minute, both of my products, and that is Jana Juice and Jana Biotic. And I want to tell everybody that Jana Juice isn't in a bottle. It isn't something that you're going to drink. It's two capsules a day of a very, very high quality fruit extract, high natural occurring antioxidant components. So from things like goji, mangosteen, raspberry, pomegranate, all kinds of really high quality antioxidant containing fruits, all found in easy-to-use two capsules a day Jana Juice. And you can find out about all of the different ingredients in Jana Juice and the different components in Jana Biotic at janazon.com, J-A-N-A-Z-O-N. And you can find my products, Janet's Best Formulas, at Healthy Way in Boca Raton, all three Toonies stores, Vitamin Emporium in Deerfield, Nutrition Smart, all of the stores along the East Coast here in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, Greenland stores in Delray Beach, where I am every Friday from 11 to 2. Simply Natural West has them, as well as Discount Health Foods on Griffin Road in Davie. So if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about my Janet's Best Formulas, you can go to any one of those stores or you can visit janazon.com. Dr. Slavin, I showed you during the break a little advertisement. It wasn't a little advertisement. It was a very, very prominent advertisement. And it was just one pill a day, all night protection from frequent heartburn. So what do you think that product does? What I'm talking about is Nexium 24 Hour.
And they sell it over the counter, so people think, oh, it must be perfectly safe. So they're getting it with no guidance. And who reads the small print that comes with it? Nobody ever does that. And they watch the commercials on TV for all these products, and the people are so happy eating the junk food and not having to experience any discomfort. But they're really ignoring what's going on with their body. Think about it this way. If you have heartburn, it's your body is signaling to you that there's something wrong. And if, as long as you want to believe that that something is a drug deficiency, then we can't help you. But if you want to consider the possibility that it could be something else, it could be a lack of hydrochloric acid, if we're speaking about today, or going further than that, then you have an overgrowth of small intestinal bacteria. That's the next step with it. And then that leads to all the other symptoms you experience, bloating, fatigue, depression, nutritional deficiencies.
Doctor, okay, in the vein of discussing nutritional deficiencies, what I'm thinking about, all those women out there who are using thyroid therapy, most likely a synthetic thyroid therapy, all of those women out there who are taking very high levels of poor quality forms of calcium, and they're dealing with osteoporosis or a beginning diagnosis of osteopenia. How much of that do you think might be associated with that low acid in their stomachs?
Well, think about it, the group that they target for osteoporosis is the postmenopausal woman. And say, you know, postmenopause starts around anywhere between 45 to 55. So say you're talking about women, you know, 45 and up. Their hydrochloric acid is already diminished by that time. So the way to maybe correct the problems to begin with, and this is what I tell them, it's not just, you know, you need to take hydrochloric acid because that's going to help you digest and absorb minerals, but you need to make sure your vitamin D levels are optimal. And optimal doesn't mean within range, you know, 30 to 100 is the range. Optimal means around 80, and you don't get 80 taking 400 units a day. You don't get 80 taking 1,000 units a day or even 2,000 units a day. You get 80 taking around 10,000 units a day.
Very, very interesting. And so I was discussing, as I do with very great numbers of my clients, the optimal range of vitamin D. And I said to someone, your goal would be 70 to 80. I was kind of hedging a bit because I was recognizing the person that I was speaking with. And they said, oh, that's out of range. And I said, oh, no, it is not out of range. The range is 30 to 100. So it's very well within range. What your goal is optimizing that vitamin D. And when you're taking any one of these medications, the purple pill, the statin drugs, so many different medications are going to interfere with your body's ability to absorb the vitamin D. And certainly our discussion all through today's show that lack of proper chemistry in your stomach, the lack of proper chemistry in your saliva, to be chewing your food and mixing into that food a variety of different enzymes and acids to begin the digestive process, it is so lacking in so many people.
So I just want to also mention that there is a test called the Organics Dysbiosis Profile, and it's available at AMT centers. it could be available at your doctor's office, but they don't know about these things. Or they only use Quest or LabCorp, and it's not available through them. You have to use the proper laboratory. But this is a test. It's a urine test, so it's not difficult. That'll give you the feedback to help you differentiate the cause of your symptoms. Now, there have been books written on that in medicine called differential diagnosis. You know, you complain of abdominal bloating. Well, what is that? What's causing that? I mean, is it an overgrowth of bacteria in your digestive tract? Is it a lack of hydrochloric acid, a combination? Or is it something more serious like ovarian cancer or pancreatic cancer? The point is, these are symptoms you don't want to ignore, yet when you self-treat and go to the over-the-counter drugs, I've got bloating, I'll take simethicone. What's some of those over-the-counter things?
Fortunately, I don't know.
Right. With simethicone in it, or you'll take, Gas X and things like that. Or you'll take an acid blocker because you have heartburn. It's a body way of telling you there's something wrong. Don't ignore the symptoms and just take cover-up drugs. Find out what's causing the symptom. And I have to tell you, the first step I would say is, and this is difficult, cut out sugar from your diet.
Okay, the toxic toll of too much sugar. It's common knowledge that sugar fills the body with empty calories, leads to weight gain, but it's far more than fattening. It's toxic. The way the body breaks down sucrose, fructose, and other simple carbohydrates, they turn to fat in the liver if they're improperly digested. They drive insulin resistance. They drive the risk for diabetes, heart, and liver disease. And that's according to a study by endocrinologist Robert Lustig, who has been working to isolate sugar's effects. And he's asking dietitians to change the meal plans of obese children and maintain the same number of calories, but substituting starchy processed carbs for a better quality diet. You think about what we feed our kids. Take a look at the school lunch programs, the school breakfast programs, the things that are sold to the children from vending machines. When our guest a week or so ago talking about the toll that all of that sugar takes on our students, and particularly the high school students, that wind up with very, very high blood sugar levels as well as high blood pressure.
Well, this is ensuring a cash flow as they get older. Cash flow to the drug companies.
Right.
Cash flow to the hospitals. But this is not in your best interest. You know, I haven't met anybody that wants to be healthy. And I had a thought before today's show. I said, nobody fakes their way into the hospital. You have to be sick to get into the hospital. But why isn't anybody saying, what did I do to get sick and take the steps not to get sick? Hospitals are no fun. You should be happy they're there if you need them. But they're no fun. You want to take care of yourself so you don't have to go to the hospital.
Associated with pain and suffering, and hopefully listening to Natural Doc Radio, you'll find out about ways to avoid the pain and suffering, keep your body working at optimal levels. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 to 11. As always, have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.